讲关于这个大的使命的事情。
These two days we've been thinking about the Great Commission.
第一天是讲大使命的特性。
First day we thought about the nature of the Great Commission.
那昨天我们在这里是讲了传福音的动机。
Yesterday we talked about the motive for evangelization.
心正了，我们的工作就蒙上帝赐福。
If our heart is right, our work will be blessed by God.
今天我们要看一个传道的人，一个在差传工作上有份的人，他的心灵的广阔的范围应当怎么样？
Today we're going to see the broadness of the scope of a person who has dedicated himself to be a full-time worker.
传道的心智应当是怎么样的？
What is the preacher's heart?
我认为马太福音二十八章大使命的记载。
I feel that the Matthew chapter 28, the Great Commission,
是我们主所发出来的命令。
Is the command given by our Lord.
今天我们所读的这一段的圣经。
But what we read today.Manifestation of the will of a person who is carrying out this commission.
这段圣经和大使命遥遥相对。
So these two are relative to each other.
神的心智怎么样借着大使命表达出来
？How the will of God is expressed from the Great Commission.
合神心意的人也在这一段的圣经里面找到他的心智的共鸣。
And a man who is of God's will finds a harmony in this passage.
今天我们要传福音给全世界。
Today we want to evangelize the world.
最先要明白的是基督到底是。一个传道人什么都懂，而不懂自己所传的基督的时候，世界没有比这更大的败笔。
There's nothing worse than a preacher who knows everything except the greatness of his own Christ.
How big is Christianity?
基督教有多大
？How great is Christ?
基督有多大？
你对基督认识多深、多广、多正确
？How correct? How big? How big you understand your Christ?
你就会把基督的工作做得多好。
Then determines how good you do His work.
今天我们整个基督教界。
Without Christ, we have nothing to say to this world.
基督教就是基督。
Christ is Christianity is Christ.
你对基督的认识多大，你的工作就会做到多大。
How big your understanding of Christ is will determine how big your work is.
基督是超历史的基督。
Christ transcends history.
基督是超时间、超空间的基督。
Christ transcends time and space.
基督是超自然的基督。
Christ is transcending natural.
基督是永远的基督。
Christ is the eternal Christ.
基督是宇宙性的基督。
Christ is a universal Christ.
他的救赎性也是宇宙性的。
And his saving is eternal.
是超时间性的。
It transcends time.
永恒的。
It is eternal.
把这样一个大的基督表现在这个世界的面前。
To manifest this great Christ before the world.
我们为什么要惧怕这个世界的政治、哲学同其他的体系呢？
Why should we be afraid of the philosophical political systems of this world?
在你们里面的比这世界的还更大。
He who is in you is greater than he that is in this world.
每一个上帝的儿子都不应当用这个假的谦卑或者用那个虚假的错误的观念来把自己那个信仰埋藏起来。
Every son of God shall not bury his faith by false humility.
保罗在这里怎么讲呢?
What did Paul say here?
我要到你们罗马城去。
I want to come to Rome to you.
到你们中间去。
To your midst.
在你们中间的国子。
And to bear fruits among you.
保罗怎么讲呢?
What did Paul say?
我无论是希利里人、话外人、聪明人、异作人， 我都欠他们的债。
Just I'm obligated both to the Greeks, non-Greeks, wise and foolish.
在这一句话的背后， 保罗有怎么样的心智呢?
What kind of heart does Paul have behind this?
从欠债这个字来看，
From now, this word,
这个保欠债，
From obligation, this word,
保罗有一个很急迫要做的工作。
Paul has an urgent job to do.
只有亏欠感的人才会进到完全的地步。
Only a person with a sense of obligation will enter into perfection.
一个自以为完全的人一定不完全。
A person who thinks he's perfect is never perfect.
自以为自己不完全的人可能不完全。
A person who knows he's imperfect may be imperfect.
一个完全人一定感到自己不完全。But
a perfect person will always feel that he is imperfect.
这个叫做 paradox.
This is the 反合性.
一个灵性有灵性的人，
A person who is spiritual
感到自己没有灵性，
will feel that he's not spiritual.
一个感到自己没有多大灵性， 可能本来就多大，没有多大灵性。
A person who feels that he's not spiritual probably is not very spiritual.
自以为有灵性的一定没有灵性。
But those who think that they're spiritual definitely has no spirituality.
一个谦卑人感到自己不够谦卑。
A humble man feels that he's not humble enough.
感到自己不够谦卑的， 可能本来不谦卑。
A person who feels that he's not humble enough, maybe he's really not humble enough.
自以为很谦卑的一定不谦卑。
Those who think he's really humble is definitely not humble.
爱主是如此。
You love God this way.
侍奉是如此。
You serve God this way.
我们今天侍奉主不能前进的原因， 因为我们太快自我满足。
Today we cannot make progress in our service to God is because we are too quickly satisfied.
我们今天要看自己是哪一种工人。
What kind of servants are we today?
你是谁呢?
Who are you?
你不是你过去那个人。
You are not the one you were before.
你不是你现在这个人。
You are not the one you are now.
所以你不必太快介绍自己。
So don't have to introduce yourself too quickly.
你是在神旨意要把你带到的那个人。
You are the person in God's will who will bring you to that person.
The future you to be.
将来的你。
将来那个你。 耶稣对彼得说，你跟从我， I will make you the fisherman, fisher of men.
So Jesus said to Peter, follow me and I will make you fishers of men.
I will make you.
我会使你。
Peter 不是过去那个 Peter.
Peter is not the Peter of the past.
真正的彼得是主以后要成就的那一位。
The real Peter is the Peter in the future that God will accomplish.
我们每一个人靠着对基督伟大的这个信念呢， 使我们知道我们有一天就像他。
And by our faith in the greatness of Christ, we know that one day we'll be like him.
自我满足的传道人有灾祸的。
Self-satisfied evangelists are in trouble.
我们对主永远没有感到我们已经够爱他。
We never feel that we love our Lord enough.
在爱主的事情上永远不满足。
And we're never satisfied in loving God.
我们对弟兄姐妹之间的爱永远不满足。
We should never be satisfied without love within brothers and sisters.
不是不满足于别人对我们的爱。
It's not that we're not satisfied with the love others give us.
不满足于我们对别人的爱。
But we should not be satisfied with the love we give others.
所以保罗说在爱的事情上要常常以为亏欠。
That's why Paul said you should feel that you're always lacking in your own love.
第三种的亏欠感是什么呢?
The third kind of lacking is what?
就是传兵工作上的亏欠感。
That is the lacking in evangelization.
这三大亏欠感继续不断补满缺陷的人，就是有灵性的人。
A person who continuously tries to fill up these three shortcomings is a person who is spiritual.
这三大亏欠都记载在罗马书里面。
And these three shortcomings are recorded in Romans.
我们今天在传福音的工作上感到亏欠吗？
Do we feel fall short of evangelization?
我再问我们的教会做拆传工作动机是什么？
Let me ask, what is the motive of a church sending mission?
如果你问保罗，
If you ask Paul,
他要很直接的回答， 因为无论是希利尼人、话外人、聪明人、异作人，我都欠他们的债，所以我传福音。
Paul will reply, because I'm obligated to Greeks, non-Greeks, to the wise and foolish, therefore I evangelize.
这个对所有的人的亏欠。
An obligation to all people.
就是世界的意向在我们的里面。
That is the world's vision in our hearts.
一个得救的人， 神直接就把全世界的意向放在他的内心。
A person who is saved, God will put the vision of this whole world in his heart.
每一个基督徒都应当是一个把福音传给别人的人。
Every Christian should preach the gospel to others.
今天共产主义从基督教最大的不同在哪里？
What is the greatest difference between communism and Christianity?
把这个体 题目来讨论是件很令人兴趣的一件事情。
To discuss these two topics is very interesting.
基督教是有历史以来最多会员的一个团体。
And Christianity has the largest member in history.
The organization with the largest membership.
Membership.
就 in the history. 没有任何一个团体比基督教的这个数目更多。
There isn't one organization greater in numbers than Christian.
但是基督教是最没有雄心的一个团体。
Yet Christians are the least in ambition.
共产党员所加起来到现在全世界不到几千万。
Today, communist members added them together is nothing but a few 10 million.
全世界的共产党员加起来还没有全世界的华侨那么多。
The whole world's communists added together is less than the whole world's Chinese.
他们有最大的雄心。
Yet they had the greatest ambition.
基督教有许多钱的时候花在不应该花的地方。
When the Christians were rich, they spent it on things they should not spend.
共产党有一粒子弹，剩下一粒，他盼望先打倒打敌人的领袖，先把他打死。
When the communists are left one bullet, they aim it at the leader of the opposition.
我不明白我们这些智慧的父亲生的孩子怎么这么笨的。
I don't understand how our intelligent fathers can give birth to such dumb kids.
上帝是智慧的源头。
God is the source of wisdom.
神的儿女没有多大智慧。
Yet God's children is not very wise.
我再说，我们不但需要忠心良善的仆人，我们更需要忠心良善有见识的仆人。
I must say, we not only need good and faithful servants, but we need good and faithful and wise servants.
今天的许多又忠心又良善的傻仆人。
But today we have a lot of good and faithful but stupid servants.
求主智慧的灵充满了我们。
So may the wisdom, spirit of wisdom fill us.
基督教与共产党不同的地方在哪里？
What is the difference between communism and Christianity?
共产党把基督教的绝对性把它抢去了，基督教自愿把自己的绝对性放掉。
Communism has taken the absolutism of Christianity away. Christianity has voluntarily given away this absolutism.
真理是绝对的。
Truth is absolute.
真理在基督这里。
Truth is in Christ.
今天许多新派的领袖把基督的绝对性把它放掉。
Yet many liberal leaders have given up the absoluteness of Christ.
真理不在共产党那里。
Truth is not with communists.
共产党把自己当作是绝对的真理来教导人。
Yet communists treat themselves as absolute truth to teach others.
你在这些事情继续对比下去，你会发现我们应当承认的罪太多了。
As you compare these two things more, you feel that more you sins you have to confess.
我要大声呼喊。
I must cry out loud.
因为我作为基督的仆人，我很不甘愿。
Because as a Christ servant, I'm unwilling.
我们的福音是普世性。
Our gospel is universal.
我们没有普世的眼光。
Yet we do not have a universal perspective.
我们的福音是绝对性。
Our gospel is absolute.
我们失去绝对的信念。
Yet we have lost the absolute heart.
我们的福音是有能力的。
Our gospel is powerful.
我们过一个非常没有能力的。
Yet we lead a powerless life.
求主赦免我们。
May the Lord forgive us.
保罗说，无论希利尼人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
Paul says, I'm obligated both to Greeks, non-Greeks, wise and foolish.
这句话到底在讲什么呢？
What is he talking about?
这句话是说基督的福音有办法供应每一种人的需要。
He means that the gospel of Christ can supply anybody's needs.
这句话告诉我们什么呢？
What does this tell us?
保罗把自己预备好了面对各样的挑战。
Paul has prepared himself to face all kinds of challenges.
这句话太伟大了。
This is such a great saying.
今天每一个教会要把这些话放在我们教会里面最重要的祷告里面。
Every church must put this in our most important prayers.
在美国的统计里面，
in this American statistics,
有一些教会比较适合那些呢是高级知识分子进去的。
There are some churches more suitable for the higher level intellectuals.
有一些教会呢是比如国会议员那些律师医生爱去的。
There are some churches to which lawyers, congressmen like to go.
有一些教会是中等阶层的人爱去的。
Some churches are favorites for the middle class.
还有另外一些的教会是专门为那些没有学问的人去的。
And some churches are for those that are unlearned.
我们教会的大公信在哪里？
Where is our sense of fairness?
我们今天教会的讲台供应哪一种需要呢？
What kind of needs are we supplying today?
整个华人的教会，
this whole Chinese church,
对全世界传福音的贡献，
the contribution to world evangelization,
要回到这个广泛的这个心智里面。
Must go back to this broad will.
希利尼人，
Greeks,
化外人，
Non-Greeks,
聪明人，
wise,
愚拙人，
and the foolish,
我都欠他们的债。
I am all obligated to them.
在过去我们中国的传教的工作里面，
in the past or Chinese evangelization,
我看见分两条路来进行。
I see they have went two ways.
一条是从内地是对那些没有知识的人传道。
One goes to the inland to those who are unlearned.
另外是有一些人对比较有知识的分子来传福音。
And some preach to the intellectuals.
无论是哪一种，
regardless of which,
我们看都应当归纳在这个伟大的心智里面。
They should all be put under this great perspective.
保罗说，无论是希利尼人，
regardless whether it's Greeks,
无论是化外人，
or non-Greeks,
无论是智慧人，
wise,
无论是愚拙的人，
or the foolish,
我都欠他们的债。
I am all obligated to them.
是不是保罗一个人可以欠这么可 可以付这么多的债呢？
Can Paul pay back all these obligations?
我相信保罗的心智已经预备好了。
I know that Paul is prepared to do so.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这几年我的内心有一些很难受的感觉。
Recently, I have very bad feelings in my heart.
很深的重担。
A very deep burden in my heart.
神说把我带到最高的知识分子的阶层里面。
God has led me to the highest intellectual.
有时候神把我带到最野蛮的地区里面。
Sometimes God leads me to the most primitive tribe.
最进步的国家里面。
In the most advanced nations.
有时候在最落的地方里面。
Or to the most backward nations.
哦，我在我内心的里面有很多的思想。
In my heart, a lot of thinking coming up.
第一方面，我感谢上帝，神的儿女在各阶层里面都有。
On one hand, I thank God that His children is in every level of society.
第二方面，我的思想，我们教会到底对整个这么大的工厂，我们的认识到底有多少？
On the other hand, how great is our understanding in the Chinese church for these people?
这里提到四样的人。
Here it talks about four kinds of people.
第一种人是希利尼人。
The first is the Greeks.
第二种人是话外人。
The non-Greeks.
第三种人是聪明人。
The wise.
第四种人是愚拙的人。
And the foolish.
都欠他们的债。
He is all obligated to them.
只要他是人。
As long as they're men,
都需要福音。
They all need the gospel.
只要他是人。
As long as they're men,
都是我所关怀的。
They're all people I care for.
只要他是人。
As long as they're men,
耶稣都能拯救他们。
Jesus Christ can save them.
只要他是人。
As long as they're men,
基督的福音都能解决他们的问题。
Christ's gospel can solve their problems.
这个伟大的信念。
This great thinking.
这伟大的装备。
This great equipment.
应当在我们的里面。
Should be in us.
然后我们有广大无边的爱。
Then we have a great love.
不惧怕他们。
Fearless of them,
即便你恨共产主义吗？
Even though you hate communism,
你怕共产主义所训练过的人吗？
Are you afraid of those who trained under communism?
你恨知识分子吗？
You hate intellectuals?
你怕向那些受过高深教育的人传道吗？
Are you afraid to evangelize those with high education?
只有两个原因。
There are only two reasons.
第一个原因，
One,
你自己装备不够，所以你怕他们。
You're ill-equipped, that's why you're scared of them.
第二个原因，
Second reason,
因为你的爱不够，所以你惧怕他们。
Because your love is insufficient, you're afraid of them.
爱里面没有惧怕。
In love, there is no fear.
今天基督教的领袖犯了一个最大的病，就是自卑感。
The one greatest illness that Christian leaders have is a sense of inferiority.
我们不但怕外面你教会外面的人。
We're not only afraid of the people outside the church.
我们也怕教会里面后生晚辈。
We're also afraid of the second generation in our church.
后生可畏。
They are something else.
所以当教会的领袖被这些自卑感的人占据高位的时候，前途是黑暗。
So when these people with inferiority complex is in a high position in the church, everything is dark.
我盼望比我更有学问、更有才干的人侍奉主，勃勃起来，到有一天，因为他们光芒辉煌，把我这个不重要的人忘掉，教会就有前途。
I hope one day someone better than me can be raised up to be in the church, until one day nobody remembers me, then the church has a future.
如果我在教会历史里面有非常重要的地位，表示我以后没有什么出色的人。
If I'm the only outstanding person in church history, that means there's nobody else that's outstanding.
请把这个观念放在你舍己的灵性里面，好不好？
Please put this concept in your self-sacrificial spirituality, okay?
我为全中国人、华人的教会的领袖，应当有这样广大的心肠，盼望下一代比我们做得更好。
I appeal to the leaders of the Chinese church today that you have this perspective, hoping that the second generation will outdo you.
这个聪明人是谁呢？
Who are the wise?
就是在台湾一直考，不会落名落孙山，考到美国拿博士的，就是聪明人。
Those are those who have gone through all the exams in the Orient and finally come here and got the PhD.
那些不聪明早就淘汰掉，不会在这里。
Those who are not wise have already been sifted out.
聪明人不必解释太多，你又是这种人，所以我就不解释。
I will not define who is wise because you are they.
那愚拙人是谁呢？
Who are the foolish?
我刚刚讲这句话你也不懂，那你就是愚拙人。
You're a foolish if you don't understand what we just said.
那么话外人是谁呢？
Who are the non-Greeks?
这希利尼人是谁呢？
Who are the Greeks?
我就要从这里解释了。
Let us explain.
那我们用现在的政治的
Let's draw a political map of Europe.
这个是德国,
this is Germany.
这个是丹麦,
Denmark.
这个是荷兰,
Holland.
这个是比利时,
Belgium.
这个是这个卢森堡,
Luxembourg.
这个是这个法国,
France.
这个是瑞士,
Switzerland.
这个是这个奥地利,
Austria.
这个是捷克,
Czechoslovakia.
这个是波兰,
Poland.
这个是芬兰,
Finland.
这个是这个瑞典,
Sweden.
挪威,
Norway.
这个是英国,
England.
这个是爱尔兰,
Ireland.
在这里吵吵闹闹的。
这个是
这个西班牙
Spain
这个是葡萄牙
Portugal
这个是意大利
Italy
这个是南斯拉夫
Yugoslavia
这个是 Albania
Albania
这个是这个希腊
Greece
这个是罗马尼亚
Romania
这个是保加利亚
Bulgaria
那么这个是土耳其
Turkey
这个是黑海
The Black Sea
这个是地中海
The Mediterranean Sea
这个是 Sicily
Sicily
Corsica
Corsica
Latina
Sardinia,
Cyprus,
这是以色列, Israel.
好,
now let's look at this map.
那保罗所讲的,
what Paul is saying,
他说呢,这一个, 无论是希利人的化外人,
what does he mean by non Greeks? The non Greeks are those who live in the north of the Balkan Peninsula. Those people are the primitive tribes compared to those who are north of the Great Wall. These are the non Greeks. But don't look down. Don't look down on non-Greeks. They look physically very beautiful. They are very strong. Their thinking is not as strong as their physics. So they attract those who just look at bodies. These are the non-Greeks. When China was very advanced, these were still very, very primitive. What are the Greeks? These Greeks live south of the Balkan Peninsula.
The Hellenistic.
The Hellenistic.
Hellenistic 可以叫做 Pan-Pan-Sila, Pan-Greek.
They can be called the Pan-Hellenist.
所谓这个 was Pan-Greek.
Pan-Greek.
Greek is Greek, and Hellenistic is the Pan-Greek. 所谓呢，这个泛希腊就是比希腊更广泛的范围。
Pan-Greek is greater than the vicinity of Greece.
这个包括了阿该亚。
It includes Achaia, Macedonia, and the vicinity. Now, who are these people? Why did Paul especially mention the Greeks? This is what the New Testament always talks about. The Greeks, they were influenced by Greece. They have high cultures. These people don't just look at theoretical philosophy. They most importantly look at the philosophy of life.
所谓整个西方的文化,
the whole Western civilization. We can say it came from two sources.
两个都是西,
both are
一个是,
both in the West.
两个都是西希腊同西伯来,
这个英文不明白吧。 Hebrew and Hellenistic.
The Hebrews and Hellenistic.
They built up the whole Western civilization.
It
came from these two sources.
The
culture of the Hebrews and the Greeks, what did they contribute?
希腊的文化给西方理性上发展的这个源头.
The Greek philosophy expanded the man's mind.
The Greek civilization.
Greek civilization.
那么这西伯来的文化给西方一个信仰的基础.
Yet the Hebrew civilization gave the West a foundation for their faith.
一个从心里面给他们文化的根基, 一个从脑里面给他们文化的根基.
So one founded on heart, the other one founded on the mind.
这两方面就成为整个西方文化严格下来常常冲突的两件事情.
So these two became the two conflicting things in the Western civilization.
我今天特别要与大家思想这个希利尼这个字.
I want to think of the word Hellenist.
保罗说希利尼人, 我欠你们债.
Says, I'm obligated to the Hellenists.
保罗说希利尼人, 我能供应你们.
Paul says, the Hellenist, I can supply you.
这句话太伟大,
this is a great saying.
因为保罗和其他加利利被拣选的那些的门徒不同的地方就在这,
because this is the difference between Paul and the other chosen disciples in Galilee.
他站在世界文化最高峰的, 整个理性发展所传下来的这个文化的地方说, 希利尼人, 耶稣的福音可以解决你。
He stands in a place that has inherited all the Western civilization. He stands and says, Hellenist, the gospel can solve your problem. When Paul said this, Socrates had died a few hundred years. But the Hellenist culture extended for 800 more years.
That's
before Christ, 400 years.
到耶稣以后400年,
after Jesus, 400 years.
这800年正好是预备基督教徒基督教初期发展的这个800年.
These 800 years were the years that Christianity was prepared and expanded. These are very important things. When the Hellenist culture was laying the foundation of Western civilization, Christianity arose and became a conflicting force. What can these Galilee Christian, fishermen do? What can Jesus Christ give to the West? Paul Paul saw that in Jesus Christ he can solve the problems of the West.
所以心里的人我欠你们债。
Hermes, I'm obligated to you.
我要到罗马去,
I will go to Rome.
把福音传给你们在罗马的人,
to evangelize the Romans.
哦,这个长子大得不得了。
He has a great ambition.
这个心智伟大得不得了。
He has a great heart.
1977年, 我特别到希腊去。
1977, I went to Greece.
不是去讲道,
not to preach.
我要去找到保罗所踏的那个亚六八谷的地方。
I wanted to find the place on which Paul preached.
我要站在那里试想保罗这个传道人的心智是怎么样。
I want to stand there to meditate on the heart of this evangelist Paul.
向上看的时候,
when I looked upward,
就在很靠近的地方,
a nearby place,
是全希腊文化,从希腊宗教里面最重要的一个庙宇。
That was one of the greatest important temple in Greek civilization.
Acropolis.
Acropolis.
那再向下看的时候,
and then when I looked downward,
就是苏格拉底柏拉图同阿里斯多德曾经教导人的雅典城。
That was Athens in which Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle taught their disciples.
雅典的地位太重要,
Athens is too important.
在整个世界历史里面很重要,
it is very important in world history.
Acropolis 很重要,
Acropolis is very important too.
在整个希腊的敬拜生活里面很重要,
in the whole worship life of Greece.
在这个宗教的势力,
in this power of religion.
从那个哲学的势力,
and the power of philosophy.
的当中,
right in the middle,
是保罗站着传兵的地方,
was where Paul stood and preached.
这个意义太大了,
this is great meaning.
保罗站在那个地方做什么呢?
Paul stood there, what did he do?
告诉我们他在世界的宗教, 从世界的智慧中间高举耶稣的十字架。
He stood in the religion of the world and the wisdom of the world. He stood in between, yeah, and raised the cross of Christ.
基督的福音是超宗教也是超哲学的。
Christ's gospel transcends religion and philosophy.
我们今天到底有没有这样的把握，这样的肯定，有这样的信念？ 对这些人传福音,
do we have such confidence to preach the gospel to these people?
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
那一天保罗站在那里是用非常绝对的观念和肯定的信仰向以比古罗同这个斯多亚派的人挑战。
Paul stood with an absolute concept and a great faith and preached to the Epicureans and the Stoicists.
亚六八谷这个 encounter, 这个文化与基督教之间的这个寄语,
the encounter of civilization with Christianity,
乃是历史上一点很重要的时刻。
It is a very important moment in history.
在我们的信仰同那不同的体系结合的时候,
when our belief meets up with a different system,
这个寄语是一个很重要的时刻。
This meeting point is a very important
moment. 保罗就以这种传福音的精神, 拆穿伟大的眼光, 达到了这个必要的寄语。
With the evangelistic spirit, Paul achieved this meeting.
我们今天没有时间来分析这个《使徒行传》第17章里面重要的教训。
We don't have time to analyze the important teachings in Acts chapter 7.
缺乏的地方。
I hope tonight we'll stir up some intellectuals to make up what they have been lacking in the past.
那么在这800年的中间,
now in these 800 years,
这个苏格拉底的影响在不在?
Was Socrates' influence there?
苏格拉底的影响在不在?
What about Plato's influence?
这个阿里斯多德的影响在不在?
What about Aristotle's influence?
苏格拉底在历史上的重要性,
the importance in history of Socrates,
因为他已经发现了所有的神话系统根本没有办法解决人心灵的需要。
He has discovered that all the deity systems,
the mythology cannot
solve man's problem.
The mythological system cannot solve the problem of human basic need. 人心灵深处最需要的不是这些神话能给的。
What man's heart needs most cannot be provided by these myths.
不但如此,
not only so,
苏格拉底也发现了这个整个的 metaphysics 也不能供应人的需要。
Socrates also found out that metaphysics cannot supply man's basic needs.
所以苏格拉底在他整个哲学基础里面就注意到人本身需要什么东西。
So Socrates in his philosophical system concentrated on what man basically needs.
所以可以说苏格拉底的哲学是人类学的哲学。
So we can say that the philosophy of Socrates is an anthropological philosophy.
他在整个外邦文化中间有一个最重要的突破，就是对独一神的上帝的信仰。
He has the greatest breakthrough in the Gentile civilization, that is the belief in the one God.
这是他的勇敢, 这是他的突破, 也是他撕裂世界被世界撕裂的原因。
This is his courage, this is his breakthrough, this is the reason he tore and was torn by the world.
苏格拉底以前人注重人以外的知识。
Before Socrates, man concentrated on knowledge outside of man.
苏格拉底把整个的情势转过来叫人注意人自己的知识。
But Socrates turned the whole table to man concentrated on his own knowledge.
换一句话说，你真正的知识是从认识你开始。 你不认识你自己，认识一切都没有用。
In other words, true knowledge comes from knowing yourself. If you don't know yourself, all knowledge is useless.
就叫 notice the autumn. 如果认识自己是其他知识的根源的话，
If to know yourself is the basis of all other knowledge,
就追根究底问苏格拉底，那么认识自己的根源是什么，他就没办法回答。
Then we ask Socrates, what is the basis of knowing yourself? He cannot answer.
你知道那答案在哪里？
Do you know the answer?
那答案在基督教的圣经里面。
The answer is in the Christian Bible.
认识上帝是智慧的开端，认识自己是知识的开端。
To know God is the beginning of wisdom.
没有人可以不认识神而认识自己。
No one can know himself without knowing God.
我告诉你心理学家， If you are not a Christian, you will never be good psychiatrist.
心理学家，如果你不认识上帝，你不能做一个心理医生。
只有透过神所启示的圣经，你才知道你要医治的人是谁。
Only through the revealed word of God can you know who you are healing.
当柏拉图的时代，
In Plato's time,
可以说呢，把整个这个人类学的重要性再放掉了，研究的唯心论的事情。
It once again gave up the anthropological philosophy, but talked about the idealism.
到了阿里斯多德的时代，
Aristotle's time,
转了另外一个方向，
They changed the direction.
放弃了人类学，
They gave up anthropology,
放弃了唯心论，
They gave up idealism,
注重现实的世界，
They concentrated on the practical now world,
注重了科学的方法，
About the scientific method.
但我要请大家注意一件事情，
Let me,
到了保罗传福音的时代，
When Paul was evangelizing,
柏拉图的影响力已经没有什么意义了，
Plato's influence had gone down,
阿里斯多德已经完全没有意义了，
Aristotle had become meaningless.
苏格拉底的精神可以在其他三派的思想家里面再次表现。
But the spirit of Socrates is expressed in three schools.
阿里斯多德的意义从什么时候再开始发生的？
When did Aristotle's spirit was revived?
从巴黎大学开始的。
Started with the University of Paris.
12世纪的时候，
In the 12th century,
有Averroes和Avicenna。
Averroes and Avicenna,
两个回教徒在基督教的地区的大学里面教书，
Two Muslims teaching in the Christian university.
阿里斯多德再重新挖出来，
And they rekindled Aristotle.
无形之中变成 academic standard.
It became an economic standard.
凡是不懂阿里斯多德的就是没有学问。
Those who did not know Aristotle did not know knowledge.
那么为这个缘故呢，当时基督教、天主教，那个时候只有天主教，这个基督教、回教同犹太教。 都相争要把阿里斯多德带到他们宗教范围里面。
And so Islam, Christianity, and Judaism all tried to revive Aristotelianism into them.
基督教的代表人就是 Thomas Aquinas.
Thomas Aquinas was a representative of Christianity.
回教的代表是这一个叫 Averroes.
Averroes was the Islamic representative.
那么这犹太教的代表是 Moses Maimonides.
Moses Maimonides was the Jewish representative.
无形之中，阿里斯多德又站在三宗教最高的位置上。
Unknowingly, Aristotle once again stood at the apex of these three religions, commanding over them.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
到了 Reformation 来的时候，才把阿里斯多德拉下来。
In the Reformation time, Aristotle was pulled down.
We believe in natural or general revelation. We don't believe in natural theology.
我们相信自然启示，我们不相信自然神学。
今天我们不要谈太深到那里去。
Let us not go too deeply into this.
保罗的时代，
In Paul's time,
到底是那三种的思想影响了当时的人生观。
Those three had influenced the life view of those people.
知己知彼，百战百胜。
Know yourself and know the other, then you'll be always victorious.
我的传道人有一些中国孙子兵法的常识也不错的。
I think some preachers know the Sun Tzu's military strategies.
就是也相当好的。
It is a good one.
知己知彼。
Know yourself, know the other.
我们要传道。
We want to evangelize.
不单单有方法，有钱。 就够了。
Not just with a method or money, that's enough.
你要传给谁？
Who are you going to preach to?
你的对象是谁？
Who is the subject?
他容易不容易信？
Is he easy to believe?
他不容易信，为什么？
Why is it hard for him to believe?
拦住在哪里？
What is his barrier?
这些没有很严肃的去探讨，实在的去做，我告诉我们，讨论其他的东西都是舍本逐末。
Without rigorously talking and thinking about this, all the else we do is in the wrong order.
犀利你人啊！
Hellenists,
我欠你们债,
I'm obligated to you.
希腊人当时有三种的哲学观影响了他们。
The Hellenists had three philosophical systems affecting them.
第一种是什么呢？
What was the first type?
是 skepticism.
Skepticism.
或者叫做怀疑派的思想。怀疑派的思想。 就是 skepticism.
Skepticism.
那这些人呢，不容易接受任何的结论。
These people don't accept any conclusion easily.
这重要的人像 Pyrrho, Carneades, Arcesilaus。 这些伟大的思想家，
These great philosophers，
那么他说不能下结论，
they say you cannot conclude，
不必相信，
No need to believe，
不必做结论，
You don't have to conclude，
为什么呢？
Why？
因为真理根本是相对， 不是绝对，
Because truth is relative， It is not absolute，
这里有这里的对， 哪里有那里的对， 所以这里与他相对， 就是相对， 都是对，
This is right， That's right， You relativize each other， They're all right，
这个叫做没有这个绝对性的一种思想潮流，
This is a thinking trend that without any absolute
desire. 我做一个简单的比喻哈。
Let me give you a simple example.
一个这事开会回去，这事太太说今天开会讨论些什么。
A deacon goes back from a meeting. Wife asks, "What happened there?"
太太们常常不能开会，等丈夫回去就开始问东问西了。
The wives usually cannot take part in a board meeting, but they will ask this and that after they come back.
有一些这事的太太。头呢比别人多一寸。
Some deacon's wife has a bigger mouth than others.
成事不足，败事有余。
So instead of completing anything, they disrupt all things.
你们要奉献做传道的男子，绝对不能娶多嘴婆做太太。
You who dedicate your lives, male, never marry a woman that talks all the time.
你们要奉献做传道的，除了传真理，传别的就是神不喜悦。所以这些女子特别要少讲话。
You who preach the gospel, if you talk about anything else, then you're out of the truth. So shut up.
那么这个太太问丈夫了。
So this wife asked them.
今天开什么这次会？
What did they do there?
今天这事啊，分成两派，吵得要命。
So they were divided and they were arguing.
那你怎么样？
So what did you do?
我听来听去，我想 A 派对。
I listened and said A is right.
所以我就说 A 派对。
So I said A division is right.
那么后来呢？
What happened then?
B 派的人把我大骂一顿。
Then the B division scolded me.
你不明白这个真相，为什么你讲 A 派对？
He said, "You don't understand the truth. Why do you say A is right?"
事情是这样的。
The truth is this.
后来呢？
What happened?
我听完我说你们也对。
So after I listened, I said, "Oh, you're right too."
就太太发脾气。
So the wife got mad.
哪里有这样的事情？
How can there be such a thing?
A 派对就是 B 派不对。
If A is right, then B is wrong.
B 派对就 A 派不对。
If B is right, A is wrong.
怎么能够两个都对？
How can you be both right?
这个丈夫听见，他对他太太说：“你也对。
”The wife says, "Hey, you're right too."
你也对。
You're right too.
这个叫做 skepticism. 你懂吗？
You understand now?
我不是在这里讲笑话。
I'm not trying to joke.
我要告诉你，今天你传福音的时候，你会遇到许多这样的对象。
I'm saying that when you preach the gospel, you come up with a lot of people with this kind of thinking.
什么都对的人就什么都不对。
Everything is right. It's a person with everything wrong.
许多的中国人就在这样的思想里面。
A lot of Chinese think this way.
他是不知道 skepticism 的 skeptics。
They are the skeptics that do not know skepticism.
这是当时的一种思想。
It's a thought of the time.
不能下结论。
You cannot conclude.
不能随便批判别人。
You cannot criticize.
我告诉你，今天教会的领袖在台上，如果没有给听众一条真正的路走，你不必做传道。
Today, those who preach on the stage who do not really point a right way for the congregation to go, you better not be a preacher.
我很不满意，派一些人到美国来读神学，读来读去，结果没有结论。
I'm dissatisfied with those who study theology without any conclusion.
当你 academic 越高的时候，表示你越没有信仰。这个 academic 应该丢在垃圾堆里。
If the higher your academic credentials go, the lower your faith goes. That means your credentials should be thrown away.
许多神学的教授要把这一套带到东方去。
Many theological professors are bringing this into the East.
最重要的信仰上把一些人排出来，你们要怎么样随便你，不必信也不要紧。
And put the most important doctrines there and say, regardless of what you take your pick.
今天的世界是一个讨厌权威的世界。
This is a world that despises authority.
但这个世界是一个真需要权威的世界。
But this is a world that truly needs authority.
而没有真正权威的人，盗用权威的权柄是犯罪。
A person who doesn't have any authority but grabs authority is sinning.
有真理而不愿意用权威的人也是犯罪。
Those who have the truth but does not use the authority is also sinning.
我的口才不好，我盼望圣灵把这些话在你心中讲得更清楚。
I hope the Holy Spirit will speak these things to your hearts more clearly.
我不要花更多的时间。
Let's not waste time.
Skepticism 是反对权威的一个思想体系。
Skepticism is a philosophical stand.
这是今天许多知识分子所犯的毛病。
They're anti-authority. They're the problem of the intellectuals.
第二种的 Hellenistic system of philosophy 是什么呢？
The second Hellenistic system
就是 Epicurean.什么叫 Epicurean?
What is Epicurean?
就是从一个创办人叫 Epicurus 开始。
It started from Epicurus.
这是叫做韦诺派的人生观。
It is a hedonistic, life view.
这一派的思想家曾经同保罗在雅典一同会合，一同交锋过。
These thinkers once met with Paul and had debated.
Epicurean 的思想是什么呢？
What is the Epicurean thinking?
基本的说是无神论。
Basically atheistic.
基本的说是这个唯物论。
Basically materialist.
所以他们的整个宇宙观是这个延续了这个 Democritus 的思想。
So they have extracted Democritus' thought into their universal view.
他们其他重要的人物
other important people,
Epicurus,
Epicurus,
还有像这个 Aristippus, 这些人认为不要管死后的问题。
These people say that you don't have to worry about afterlife.
不要管宗教的问题。
Forget about religious problems.
不要管那些这个不能看见的问题。
Forget about the invisible problems.
那些是 irrelevant.
Those
are 同我们今天的生活没有关系。
They're irrelevant to our daily life.
你怕死做什么？
Why are you afraid of death?
你怕鬼做什么？
Why are you afraid of ghosts?
你也没有死过。
You haven't died yet.
你也没有看过鬼。
You have never seen a ghost.
你也没有看过上帝。
You haven't seen God.
怕这个怕那个，结果一生一世什么事都没有做。
You're afraid of this and that. You're failure all your life.
今天有酒今天醉吧。
So if you have wine, let's drink it tonight.
花这下来吧。
Let's break the flowers.
不遮它也凋谢，懂不懂？
Because if you don't break it, it's going to wither anyway.
吃喝吧。
Let's eat and drink.
因为明天要死了。
And be merry, for we die tomorrow.
保罗在圣经里面提过的这些话，都是引用了他们著名的言语来讲的。
Paul quoted them in his words.
Aristarchus 讲一句话语。
Aristarchus said this.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
你还没有死以前，死还没有来。
Said before you die, death had not come.
你死又死过去了。
After you die, death has passed.
所以不必怕。
So don't have to be afraid of death.
因为他还没有来。
Because death has not come.
如果来了呢？
What about when it comes?
死了就过去了。
After you die, death has passed.
所以你不必怕。
So don't have to be afraid of death. Don't have to be afraid of God, ghosts.
所以这种无神论的思想。
So this atheistic thinking.
改头换面，变成今天的进化论的共产主义。
Has been changed and transformed into atheistic communism.
日光之下没有新事。
Nothing is new under the sun.
你爱中国人吗？
You love the Chinese?
什么叫中国人？
Who are the Chinese?
传福音的中国人。
Spread the gospel of the Chinese. Change them.
就会改变社会。
Change the society.
你要改变哪一种中国人？
What kind of Chinese are you?
台湾来的中国人是中国人。
Those from Taiwan are Chinese.
北京来的人是中国人。
Those from Peking are Chinese.
南洋来什么都不懂的也是中国人。
Southeast Asia are Chinese.
ABC 也是中国人。
American born are also Chinese.
每一个面孔后面都有个世界，你懂不懂？
Every face has a world behind it.
每一个人的面孔后面有一个世界。
Behind every face is a world.
今天传福音不是单单耶稣救你，信耶稣好了，完了，他就信耶稣基督就算了。
Evangelism is not just believe in Jesus Christ and you're saved.
怎么样打破那个世界里面的堡垒？
How to break through the bastion of this world?
怎么样认识他？
How to know him?
怎么样知道你的福音有超过他所有观念更重要的能力？
How do you know that your gospel transcends all that he thinks he has?
哦，这些事太大了。
These are too great.
我这26年做主的仆人。
I've been God's servant for 26 years.
没有一天不想怎么样把主的工作做得更好。
I have not one day not thought about how to improve on God's work.
我对牧监没有兴趣。
I'm not interested in
对组织、对地位、对权柄、对修为都没有兴趣。
I'm not interested in degrees and organizations and systems.
怎么样把主的工作做得更好。
But I want to do better of God's work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
这是第二种人。
This is the second kind
Epicurean.
Of person. Epicurean.
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 这些人有他们的观念。
They have their concepts.
他们寻找快乐。
They want to find pleasure.
原先他们所走的路是一种以自然协调的道路。
Originally, they want to walk a way of harmonization with nature.
以自然协调。
To harmonize with nature.
心灵与身体在协调。
The spirit and the body harmonize.
过一个朴素的生活。
To lead a very humble life.
你就会过一个心灵的快乐。
Then you will lead a heart of pleasure.
所以严格的说起来，西方的心理学是从这一派先开始。
So strictly speaking, psychology of the West starts from this school.
最先的心理治疗是从这一派先开始。
The first kind of psychological healing counseling came from this.
找到人生的快乐。
To find the happiness of life.
这个人生的意义。
Then you find the meaning of life.
请你不要忘记，今天许多美国有了地位、有了钱财、有了事业的人，已经走在这条道路中。
Please don't forget that many people who have money, who have their professional degrees in the United States, have gone that way.
许多人从台湾的乡下蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸到台北。
Many people strive from the Taiwan countryside to Taipei.
台北到 Los Angeles.
And from Taipei to LA.
Los Angeles 到 New York.
And LA to New York.
纽约到 Washington.
New York to Washington.
从 Washington 再跑到乡下。
Washington back to the countryside.
因为城市里面很多黑人。
Because there are a lot of blacks in the inner city.
跑到比较小的乡村，卫星镇。
You go back to one of those suburbs, countryside. You live there.
现在就是我的生活安定的时候。
Now my life is stable.
这个叫做从台湾乡下到美国乡下的生活。
This is called from the countryside in Taiwan to the countryside in America.
这许多中国人的基本哲学，你懂吗？
This is a lot of the basic philosophy of the Chinese.
这里乡下比那里乡下好一点。
But the countryside here is a little bit better than the countryside there.
这里月亮比那里月亮圆一点。
The moon is bigger than the moon there.
它是安定的。
So he sits here.
我人生绑住在这里。
My life is satisfied right here.
传福音给他。
You spread the gospel to them. You're a sinner.
你要信耶稣。
You must believe in Christ.
How come you're all Christian, the troublemaker?
怎么这个每个人都是搞死鬼？
I'm so peaceful.
I'm 我那么平安。
I'm so sufficient.
I'm 我那么的自足。
I need not you to come to trouble me again.
我不需要你来搞我。
You're all Christian, the troublemaker.
你们都是搞死鬼。
实在是不容易。
It's not easy.
不要笑了。 今天我们的情形实在是这样。
This is the situation today.
那我现在问你，
So I ask you today,
怎么对这些人传？
How do you preach to them?
我老实说， 我第13次来美国， 每次来都不甘愿来， 你不要有很爱来。
Honestly speaking, this is the 13th time I've come here. Every time I've come here reluctantly.
我在亚洲可以用同样的精力做50倍、100倍的工作。
In Asia, I can use the same energy to do 50 times, 100 times bigger work.
里面留中国的人去， 我不能对中国知识分子做一些工作。
But I have Chinese blood enemy, I have to work among Chinese.
我几乎决定这一次就宣布几年不来美国。
I almost decided to proclaim I'm no longer coming to the States.
几个人都说不能那么说。
Many people say, can't say that, you can't say that.
你要顺服圣灵。
You must obey the Spirit.
所以我说一半。
So I say half of it.
我说一半。
So I say half of it.
这个很多城市说你什么时候到我们城市顺便来，没有顺便来，我这明年一定不来。
Some churches say, when are you passing by my city on the way? I never pass cities on the way.
我们中国人这里什么都有了，一个印尼来的，没有什么学问，没有什么地位的人会对他传些什么福音。
A Chinese who's here, who has everything here, what can an Indonesian without a degree or anything come to tell him?
我为什么来？
Why did I come?
因为我知道基督能供应他。
Because I know that Christ can supply him.
我可以讲道供应。
Because I can preach to supply him.
所以我来。
That's why I'm here.
但我发现你们自己没有看到这一方。
But I find out that you have not seen that.
如果美国有更多的传道人做我所做的这种工作，我实在可以不必来。
If in the U.S. there are more preachers doing what I'm doing now, I really don't have to come.
你是 troublemaker 吗？
你是。乱搞事的吗？
许多中国人是 very sufficient，
很多中国人自足了。
Epicurean， 你怎么样传福音
？How do you preach to them？
这些希利尼的挂中国面孔的希利尼心的。
These Hellenistic hearts with a Chinese face。
保罗说：“我欠你们的债。
”I'm obligated to you。
传福音给。
Paul said, "I preach the gospel to you."
第三种人。
The third type of people。
Stoicism。
Stoicism。
Stoicism 是另外一派重要的思想。
Stoicism is another important school of thought。
这一派人。
These people
影响太大了。
They have such a big influence.
为什么呢
？Why?
连做奴隶的
，even the slaves
有受他影响
，have been affected.
Epictetus.
Epictetus.
连做皇帝的
，even the emperor
受他的影响
，has been influenced.
Marcus Aurelius.
Marcus Aurelius.
如果你今天到罗马城去市政厅的那个铜像，就是那个皇帝，那个王就是这一派。
If you go to Rome today, you see a statue. This statue is this king.
共产主义只能吸引无产阶级，每一个有钱人听共产主义马上逃。
Communism can only attract those without any property. Those with property runs away.
有哪一种主义可以叫呢？最高的皇帝、最小的这个小卒或者奴仆都受影响，就是 Stoicism.
But what kind of thinking can influence up to the emperor down to the slave? Stoicism.
所以我个人的看法
，personally,
Stoicism 是传福音在历史早期的时候最大的仇敌。
Stoicism is the greatest enemy of the early evangelization.
这一般的人生观求什么呢
？What do they look for?
他不是求这个怀疑的理论。
They don't look for a skeptical theory.
这个他不是求世界暂时的快乐。
They don't look for the temporary pleasure of this world.
乃是求人生内心的向善的那个向往。
They look for a yearning to be good in their hearts.
所以这一方面已经牵涉到道德的问题了。
So here it involves the question of moral.
Stoicism 的人很注重道德。
The Stoics looks at morality as very important.
高尚的道德
high level morality.
严格的说起来
rigorously speaking,
基督教所提的事情很多在 Stoicism 已经早提过了
What Christianity has mentioned has been mentioned in Stoicism.
Stoicism 提到男女的平等
Stoicism talks about equality between male and female.
提到这个种族的平等
They talk about equality between races.
Stoicism 提到应当解放奴隶
They talk about the freedom of slaves.
Stoicism 提到应当阻止战争
They talk about stopping wars.
应当有和平
To have peace.
这是最伟大的思想。
His greatest thinking.
如果已经在这个文化系统里面
，It's already in this civilization.
为什么他还需要耶稣基督呢
？Why do they still need Jesus Christ?
是正像今天中国的士大夫阶级很难接受耶稣的福音。
Just like the intellectuals of China today, they cannot accept the gospel.
同样的情景
，Same situation.
我们是 Stoics.
We are Stoics.
你讲 Logos.
You talk about Logos.
约翰福音讲 Logos 以前。几百年，我们已经讲 logos。
Before the Gospel of John talked about logos a few hundred years ago, we have talked about logos。
约翰福音是用我们的哲学家的名词去写你的约翰福音。
You write your Gospel of John according to the terminology of our philosopher。
Stoicism 相信的 cosmic reason。
The Stoics believe in the cosmic reason。
宇宙中间的理性。
There is a reason in universe。
前不久我看着 Seneca 所写的文字。
Recently I read what Seneca wrote。
Marcus Aurelius 所写的书。
What Marcus Aurelius wrote。
他们说我死了以后。我的灵魂就归回宇宙的理性里面。
After I die, my soul will return to the reason of the universe.
很像印度东方哲学的 Brahma 的那种思想。
Very similar to the Brahma thinking of India.
Stoicism.
Stoicism.
他教导这些高尚的伦理。
They teach high level morality.
那么耶稣的福音会给他们什么
？What can the gospel of Jesus Christ give?
保罗说：“希利尼人呐、啊、
，Paul says, Hellenists.
我欠你们债。
I'm obligated to you.
我能付你。
I can pay you.
亲爱的亲人。
Dear youths,
亲爱的中国的青年的一辈
Dear Chinese, the younger generation,
亲爱的美洲的华侨
Dear Chinese expatriates in the United States,
谈差传吗
We talk about missions,
收一些钱
Get some money,
送到一个地方去
Give it to a place,
随便唱唱歌
Sing some hymns,
完了吗
Is that all?
你怎么样把人骄傲、自高自大的事情从那些魔鬼建立顶垒把它打破
How do you?
为基督预备道路
How do you break through the human pride?That the devil has found it so long and prepare the way for Christ.
这一件事太大
This is too big.
我们要走的路太远
Our way is too far ahead.
需要研究的文化、基督教的关系，一个一个去做的事情，系统太大
Too big, the things we have to do, Christianity and civilization.
保罗说主啊,
Paul says, Lord, I thank you, for you are the Lord of the world.
你的福音有这么多解决的力量。
Your gospel has resolution power.
我现在凭着这个福音,
with this gospel,
这福音,
this gospel,
上帝的大能,
is the power of God,
要救一切相信的,
to save all who believe,
中国教会,
Chinese churches.
你要救谁?
Who are you trying to save?
你要传福音给谁?
Who are you trying to evangelize?
你认识他们多少?
Do you know them?
你怪他们一直发问题不信吗?
You upset they ask questions and not believe?
我年轻的时候,
when I was young,
发了一大堆问题,
all kinds of questions.
长辈说, 不信的鬼在你里。
The older generation said, the devil of unbelief is in you.
你要信,
you must believe.
不要怀疑,
don't doubt.
你不信的鬼在你里面。
The devil of unbelief is in you.
鬼出去。
When the devil goes out,
我四周看看看不到鬼。
And I looked around, I couldn't see the devil.
我想一定我自己是鬼。
I must be the devil myself.
我就想离开教会。
So I wanted to leave the church.
反对教会。
I was against the church.
其实我代表这一批的人向你福音说。
Today, on behalf of these people, I appeal to you. Supply them. Solve their needs. Let us humbly seek and to really know them. To know the greatness of Christ. To know the unlimited greatness of Christ. And to understand the needs of the mission field.
所谓的文化、政治、哲学、思想体系背后里面的脆弱。
To know the weakness of the civilization, the systems that they boast about.
然后把基督福音的能力 demonstrate 出来。
And demonstrate the power of the gospel of Christ.
Hans Küng.
Hans Küng.
是天主教的思想家。
The Catholic thinker.
我不大赞同他神学。
I don't agree with his theology.
他有一句话很好。
But one word he said.
时间到了。
Time has come.
使我们可以看出所有反基督教潮流的毛病在哪里。
We see the problems of all the anti-Christian trends.
他相信上帝的人，上帝的道有足够资格去打破这些。
He believes that the Word of God has enough qualification to break through all these things.
你信吗？
Do you believe?
你真的信？
Really?
如果你信，
If you do,
你愿不愿意投入在这伟大的征战里面？
Are you willing to throw yourself into this great conflict?
不是做虚虚浮浮外表的工作。
Not to do just floating surface work.
深深扎根。
But to deeply root yourself.
开荒。
And to open up.
从前开荒是地理性。
In the past, pioneer work was geographical.
Mission work, you go to the forest.
去森林那里。
现在 forest go into the man's brain.
现在森林进入人的脑胎脑海里。
毒蛇进到人的思想里面。
The snake has entered into man's thinking.
Snake is no more in the forest.
毒蛇不在森林里面。
You're talking mission work of geographical mission work. That's very, very old.
说地理性的宣教工作是落后。
You go to pioneer the mission work into the enriched philosophical system.
去做人家没有做到的哲学系统的开放工作。
Solve the problem of those existentialists.
解决那些存在主义人的问题。
Logical positivists.
那些逻辑。
Marxists.
马克思主义。
Marxists.
马克思主义。
Communists.
共产主义者。
How much do you know about them?
你认得他们多少？
How big is your Christianity?
你的基督教有多大？
How deep and how great is the conviction?
你对你信仰的确定有多深有多大
？How confident you have for your convincing power？
你对你的能力有多么大的确定？
我们低头。
Let us pray。
请几个人用一句话，把你的心愿、你的应许、你的立志、你的祷告、你的盼望讲出来。
Would a few of you with one sentence pray？Your will, your desire, and your hope.
一句话
One sentence. Oh, yeah. Let us not wait.
无论是什么。
Help us to understand the weakness of Marxism.
Amen.
help us to love the arrogant intellectuals.
主啊，是。请王永信牧师带领我们结束祷告。
Reverend Wang, lead us in prayer.
主啊，
主啊，
主
啊，我们这里不是追求知识，我们乃是要了解知己知彼，我们要了解对方的情形，我们要了解希利尼人、非希利尼人的一切的情形，我们要了解化外人、聪明人的情况。亲爱的主，真求你兴起来，华人教会里面新一代的传道人，
主啊。
主啊，请你使我们做你仆人的人，在这两方面有一个平衡的状态。
主啊，
亲爱的主，请你恩待华人，今天的华人。我们这在华人中间，今天有多少多少不同的心态？
主啊，
大陆的是一种，在大陆里面也有很多不同的情况。
主啊，
在海外，我们今天活在各种不同的文化状况下。
主啊，
我们真是没有足够的研究，也没有足够的了解。主啊，我们必须在你的面前承认，我们有的时候是糊里糊涂的传统。
主啊，
主啊，真是求你安待我们，使今天的华人教的领袖们，特别是领袖们，在这些方面能够醒悟过来。
主啊，
我们从今以后要实实在在的、老老实实的、按部就班的、脚踏实地的、清清楚楚的，
主啊，
把你天国的福音。
主啊，
感谢主，赞美主，愿主你今天晚上话语能够存在我们的心中，同时。发生作用，
主啊，
从今以后，在天国的福音的工作上有个新的样式，有个新的步骤。感谢主，赞美主。今天晚上我们也看见有很多的人站起来，在你面前将他们自己奉献在福音的工作之上，一生一世做福音的使者。主啊，你知道他们每一个人的名字，他们的头发你都数过了。
主啊。